Drunks in a Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. It is episode 102 of Two Drunks and a Podcast. I'm Brian.
And that's Lucas. We have no theme, as you will see in our next episode as well.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of
stuff
to cover that is still horror related.
Precisely.
So let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and get right
into
it.
Well, first off.
Okay, first off.
I have to thank everybody out there. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for, and a couple people thanked us or wished us a happy 100th episode. Thank you for that. We appreciate it. We're not making a huge thing out of it. We never do, but thanks again. But we are going to, we've got a lot of email messages and voicemails to play. But first, as usual, I will ask.
It was alright.
It was good?
How was yours?
Mine was actually alright, but it's going to be worse next week, so expect a bad thing for me to say next week as far as I'm about to kill myself because of work. And not to go in the whole story, it'll just be one sentence. Just because right now, like it's Friday now, right now, this is the beginning of holidays.
Yes.
For my department, so.
For anybody in retail.
So basically, then every week, if I ask you and you ask me, my result will be terrible.
Of course.
For the week. But, okay, now I've stalled enough, we can get into our first whatever.
All right, so let's, what, this yes. one was, wait,
We've, no. I think we did that one.
This one we have not done.
That is correct. It is from Peephole Circus. Now, we have not heard from Peephole Circus for a while. But why we didn't already go and get the, I don't know.
What? What are you trying to say?
We didn't already go and get these. I don't know. Because I can't really stall for something remember what it's about.
Oh, okay. Well, just try to make up. Okay,
it's all good. Because here we go. So, you ain't getting the damn mail you should, eh? I don't know. Does it take us loyal listeners to mail you as the other lazy fucks don't bother?
Oh, yes, we're done. How's tricks, anyhow? Been busy of late, but I'm still here.
Drink up, motherfuckers. Hope all is cool as usual.
So thank you, Peephole, Matt. Thank you very much, sir. And now we're going to switch over to another Across Seas listener.
Yes.
To Dusty.
Bro. Yeah. I'm thinking Halloween shit. This is OBC. I'm not really a horror guy, but the Italian vampire was a little bit off the wall, but and I ain't heard the last one, but I want to call and say happy 100.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Lucas, fuck you, take my bet, or your bet, at least acknowledge you're going to fucking do the bet.
We have the bet!
And look at the standings then. But I think Chris can kick your ass this week anyway. You guys are leaving out a big part of the horror thing for whole Halloween. How about some, I mean, there's got to be some horror porn. I mean, horror porn. I know you guys watch some horror vampire ghost porn. Hook some brothers up. Hey, happy 100 again. Thanks for bringing me out of the grave the first show so I can go back to the grave too, you fuckwad.
Just wait. All in time.
Get ready. They're going to drag your ass down because Lucas is losing. And I hope he's mad enough to do it. Later.
I hope he's mad enough to do it as well.
Well, that's, yikes. Hey, porn horror? Any Italian horror movie.
No. I actually, here's why I pointed to you when he said it. I forgot it there for a second after it was over. I was like, what was I remembering again? I remember when I went back and listened to his message before I came over here tonight, I went in and did a special search for Dusty to find him some horror porn.
Yeah, dude,
Anybody else? I mean, here's an easy website. It's very easy. And once again, I'm not a member. But if you just look in their whole, you know, take a tour to see the different levels of how they go, you will see that they are hardcore horror. It is www.xxxhorror.com. Go to that, and let me just say this.
Dude, you can watch any horror movie
No.
They have porn in
Do
them.
Do you remember? Of course you remember The Exorcist. Here's something you'll see.
What are you going to tell me, The Sexorcist?
No. I was just going to say, here's something you'll see is part of their little tour, their three-page tour.
Oh, her fucking herself with the crucifix?
Exactly.
Yeah, no
It's
shit.
On there.
Yeah, it's nothing new.
They have vampire sex in there.
Dude, there's half of fucking movies on those shelves with girls getting fucked by worms and
well,
all kinds
agree,
of shit crawling up between their legs.
He
girls getting raped by trees.
Said,
you know
horror?
What? Here you go. I spit on your
porn.
Grave. There you go. I spit on your grave. The whole basis of that movie is a bunch of backwater fucking hillbillies that rape and murder and gangbang the shit out of this girl, and she doesn't really die. She's like half dead, and then she comes back and then fucks these guys up. It's a really sweet fucking movie that, you know, a lot of people wouldn't get a kick out of.
Fair
there
enough.
You go. I spit on your grave. Check that one out. There's others. I mean,
yeah, I was just saying, just if you're literally looking for horror porn, go to XXX.
Look for the Blind Dead movies. Those are pretty fucking porn, too. Those are a lot porn. Shit, anything from the 70s is going to have porn. Look at the Texas Chainsaw Massacre,
too. No, I mean, he's not
just
looking for porn. He's looking for horror.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
every 70s horror movie's got tons of horror porn in it, man.
But it's just horror sex.
No, dude,
it's
horror
porn. It's
not
really horror porn.
No, yes, it is, man. Porn.
This is really.
Dude, have you not watched Masters of Horror? You can't.
No,
make,
I don't, because
can't,
I can't.
Okay.
I would like to.
What's not on anymore? You have to go buy them.
No, I'm just saying,
go
I
buy
can't, because I don't have this.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they, like, it
that
must
is
be
true.
A written agreement that you have to put porno in your Showtime Masters of Horror just to be on there. You have
Fair
to
enough.
Put some sort of porno in your show. So check out the Masters of Horror. Or go to Lucas's porn site.
Yeah, I search
XXX Horror.
Hey, it's number one on Yahoo. It's number one on Yahoo.
That's scary.
XXXHorror.com. Go for it.
Here comes old
Chris. We haven't heard from him for a while. But then again, he has been getting readjusted on his show with the new guys there. So here we go.
Hey, congrats on your 100th show.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Sorry I'm late. I've been going through a lot lately with Adrian leaving and all.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I've been out of the loop. I will try to keep up more now, though. I'm playing Lucas this week in fantasy football, and Dusty wants me to bust your balls. So here it goes.
You'd better hope that Tom Brady dies of a heart attack on top of Giselle Bundchen. Otherwise, you don't have Snowball's chance in hell of beating the Donkey Punchers.
And you're right, because I have sucked ass in your league this year, Dusty, and I apologize.
Or in Chris's league?
To Chris. Chris's league. And I apologize for that. I should be better than that. But then again, I must say to my own defense, even though it's not to my own defense, is to show how you can have some really good players and still suck ass in my work league at my workplace. I am 0-7. Yeah, that's right. I've not won one game yet prior to this whole season starting. I had the number 2 and number 3 running backs. Larry Johnson and Steven Jackson. And they've done jack shit for me this year. And I couldn't draft a good enough wide receiver squad to get me through. Yes, I have Tom Brady myself in my work league, but just having Tom Brady in the Pittsburgh defense does not a game win in fantasy football. But most likely, he will kick my ass, and so will you, Chris. So, I went in, I made some substitutions. I got some free agents in your league, but I'm not as fast as some of the other ones in the league, so they've got some of the better ones. So what happens, happens. Most likely, I'm going to lose, because that's what it's looking like. And you're doing really good this year, so good luck. Hope you kick Dusty's ass in the finals, because Dusty's kicking my ass in the bet.
Yikes. Here's one from Steve Lye. Haven't heard from him in a while.
That's right.
Steve Lye, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really enjoying the Halloween episodes.
Wait. Start over. Hey, fuckers.
I am really enjoying the Halloween episodes.
I got a question for you. I'm going to a Halloween party and don't know what I should dress up as. I've narrowed it down to two costumes. Larry Craig and Al Jolson.
The Larry Craig costume would be kind of hard to do, but if I pulled it off, it'd be potentially great. I was thinking of constructing a makeshift bathroom stall so that all that would be visible is my shoes. Of course, your hand, too. You have to rub your little hand underneath the bathroom
stall. I'll wait. The L. Jolson costume would be funny, but it has two drawbacks. One, I will be drinking all night, and the blackface would likely get all smeared around my 40. Ouch! And two, there will be a lot of people there that I don't know, and I have no desire of getting my ass kicked.
Your thoughts and input are greatly appreciated.
Steve!
So, I'm going to say...
I'd say Al Jolson. I mean, between the two, or fuck Larry Craig, go on the Brian-inspired, or should I say PDP-inspired, but Brian thought of...
Maybe he should go as...
He should go as PDP.
The Closet Fag.
Exactly.
If you do that, you should take pictures and send them to us. We'll put them on our page.
Hey, and just do this. Steve, if you want to do this, let me know. My little gay-ass picture that I used to have back at 17... is already up on my own personal MySpace page. If you want, I'll give you that whole URL, and you go to there and just print out that picture, and you can put it on the front of the stall. Just put it on the front of that door.
You know what's funny?
What?
I feel like we've already talked about your 17-year-old picture, but we haven't yet. Isn't that weird?
Not really. Weird.
No, not really.
Because we do kind of go over the same things over and over and over again. As I said, two jokes of the podcast.
Hey guys, again, a big thank you for all the times you have mentioned me. I found a few more today on older episodes and loved hearing it. I was wondering when the deadline for The Two Drunks the Musical, I might have to make something special to show some love. Carver.
Now, I've written back to Carver, and we're going to hear his response here in a second, but I'd like to answer him again, out loud, and for everybody else out there. There is no deadline thus far.
Eventually, our deadline is once...
No, I'm just saying, eventually I will make a deadline, because I still do want to do it, but because we have had a lot of interest from a couple different people, couple different listeners... want you to contribute to the musical, most likely it's going to be at the beginning of the year. Beginning of 2008. The only reason I say that is it's a rounded out date, which sounds good, and also gives anybody else who wants to contribute anything to the musical, and once again, I'll say it again, whether it's lyrics, whether it's music, or whether it's just, you know, just music, period. Regular. No lyrics, and just music, or both, a song, or whatever, having to do, and I've kind of narrowed it down again, but not as specific as saying, hey, the all songs contributed have to be about something you're doing while you're listening to this gay-ass show called Two Drunks in a Podcast. No, I'm not going to do that, but I will say this, and you can say if you agree with me or disagree, I think it should be about... drinking in some way.
Oh, I don't give a shit what they do. They can do whatever they want, really.
I'm just saying, because it is quote unquote Two Drunks the Musical.
Yes.
It should be about alcohol in some way.
Yeah, but our whatever show has kind of taken a step away.
They decide to assemble it. has to be about alcohol.
But we've taken a step away from the alcohol. Our show's still called Two Drunks, but we don't, you know, we used to always discuss alcohol. We discussed
pot more.
Yeah, we did.
No,
we
tried. The only thing we ever discussed back in the old days is, hey, Brian, what are you drinking this week? Oh, Jim Beam again? Or Jack Daniels again? Okay, hey, what am I drinking? I'm drinking Bacardi Superior.
Yeah, but see, that's what I mean, though. I mean, we're not, so if they don't want to do the drinking, they
what
can
I'm
do...
saying is, just something. It doesn't have to be about, oh, let me write a song about how do I feel while I listen to a Two Drunks podcast.
No, I didn't. You motherfucker, that's not what I meant. No, you knew it.
I know that's not what you mean. I'm not talking about what you mean. I'm talking about what I mean. I'm saying something to do with alcohol. Whether it has to do with our show or not. Write a song or write some music about how you feel when you're just drinking. Whether you're listening to us, watching a movie, watching a TV show, it doesn't matter. On a party, I don't care.
At a party.
Alcohol. Because it kind of has to come back to not all of them. We can have a couple that are non-alcohol. Hey, we had a security that's not a security search. Yeah.
Dr. Puss, that was for you.
Precisely.
Strictly for you.
I'll stop just jabbering about alcohol. It has to be about, I'd like it to be something. Whether it's about alcohol.
We haven't gotten shit from anyone, so how about let's not be demanding. If you want to write a song about flowers growing out of your asshole, then fucking do it. I don't give a shit. We don't have anything for the Drunks musical. Send whatever you want.
We actually do have a couple things we've already gotten, which I've saved away.
From who?
We've gotten a couple. I think we got one thing from people as far as it's not verbal. It's musical.
Oh, yes. The music thing.
Which
yes,
you've had,
yes, yes.
And somebody else sent something in June, which I found earlier today but didn't save again.
Well, let's just kill them. How about that? Is that
awesome?
Okay? All right, here's a little bit of
Kevin.
Hey, Brian Lucas of Two Drunks on the Podcast. I hope that I got you. Maybe you're still doing your show or something.
You did.
Here, Kevin Destruction with my wife Jeanette Destruction. We're playing Weed. Just wanted to say hi, and I got to say that there's a lot of what Lucas said made me purchase a Wii. So, there. See you guys. Love you. Bye.
I don't know what I said to make them buy the Wii, except for to say maybe that I'm a huge Xbox supporter who loves the Wii, that can't really buy the Wii just because I have an Xbox 360 and have to buy games for the Xbox 360. However, once I have enough money to buy the Wii, I'm going to buy the Wii because Brian has the Wii and I know the Wii is fan-fucking-tastic. But, really, all the credit goes to Brian, because if he didn't have the Wii, then I wouldn't know how great the Wii is. So you wouldn't know how great the Wii
too.
Is.
360's
yes.
Got the good hardcore games.
That's right.
The Wii's got just the experience. The Wii experience.
Oh, fuck yeah. Even for the old, just get old school games. I'd play them on
yeah,
the Wii.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, alright, oh, sure. Let's go with the second message.
Hey, guys, sorry, I'm calling you back again, but I want to say my Wii age is 37, and... anyway, I wanted to say...
His Wii age is 37.
Okay,
so
okay,
just getting
you.
Your Wii, that's not too bad. The funny thing is that I can come out here and Ben, who's, you know... Well, everyone knows Ben Anarchy, but he's more sportier than we are.
Well, not really. He's just skinnier than we are.
Yeah, just skinnier than we are.
He's skinnier and taller.
But he played football in school and
right,
stuff, so
right.
he tried to... And he comes over here and plays it, and you know, my Wii age is like... I'm sitting around 27, 28 still.
Yeah.
But B Anarchy comes over and he, it says, what's it say, like 47 or whatever? Or no, 37. He's like, hey, that's pretty good. And I don't know if Kevin's seen this yet, but it'll show you it. And then all of a sudden, the number will fall off and it's something higher. And
yeah.
He's all happy, he's got 37 and it drops off. He's like 67 fucking years old. But I don't know if it's happened to Kevin yet, but Kevin, when he hears
well,
this,
I know.
Now,
I'm like, what am I? I'm probably like 35, 40.
You're 70-some.
I'm something like that, because I was terrible at
I
that
I think you're
tennis.
74. You're an old fucker.
Probably,
yeah. Yeah, the tennis is hard, but if you start doing the golf practicing, then they get the golf involved, too.
Did you hear they're not cutting off the price this Christmas? They're not cutting the price of it this year?
Because you can't get it.
No, I'm just saying, no, they actually... Nintendo made an announcement. They were expected to cut the price of the Wii for Christmas.
Yeah, but they're crazy.
Today, they actually made the announcement. No.
Well, you can't even get them.
No, they're going to put out a couple more games. They're not lowering the price.
Oh, yeah. Big news. Yeah. Another big news from Nintendo. Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Push back to February.
Good.
No.
No. No, you have to understand.
They've added more characters.
I apologize for saying that because I can't say you have to understand because with the systems you've owned, you've had the most pushback games. But, so I can't say, you have to understand, Brian.
No, actually the worst one was Tomb Raider for PS2.
No,
that got pushed back a whole year and a half.
No, actually, I will take credit for it. Well, I can't take credit for pushback, but my system, Perfect Dark. Wasn't Perfect Dark Zero supposed to actually come out on Xbox original? I thought it was. It was supposed to come out back in 2004. And then
you might be
like,
right. But that didn't get pushed back. It just got scratched
in
development.
It actually got maneuvered because they were still working on it for Nintendo.
Yeah, but see, it got scratched in development.
Yeah.
But with the Angel of Darkness or whatever that stupid fucking Tomb Raider was, that was like ready to go, ready to go. It's releasing 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks from now. That Tuesday rolls around, all of a sudden, we're actually going to have to push it back to then. And they kept pushing. The game was done. Right. And they kept fucking pushing it back. It made no sense. All right, here's more of Kevin.
In the last episode, or maybe it was the episode before that. Anyway, Brian said something about Lucas having a fucking costume made out of a box. Dress it up like a closet so he could come out of it. That was a good one. I sound like I'm drunk, but I'm just out of breath from playing a goddamn Wii. Okay, all right. Bye.
Okay, let me just say this. I will say the same thing I told to you when I first heard it, which was the same time you heard it, but I heard it closer, that the best thing I love about both of Kevin's messages
is you can hear
is
his
that
wife.
His wife is over there playing the Wii.
Yes, that is funny.
Both of them go, yeah.
That's funny as shit. No, that really is hilarious to hear in the background. She's like going hardcore at it,
yet,
man.
If you don't have like a PS3, well, if you have PS3, just stop listening to us.
Yeah, because
that's a weird thing to say to stop listening to us for, but you're unique enough to have actually gone out and bought a PS3. Go listen to Nobody Likes Onions and
Gaming
Girl, please.
You need to stay with the sheep.
Yes.
That's,
and
that's
even if
sheep.
You don't buy a 360 and you have a Wii, yes. You're with us.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm not sure how something I said got him to buy it. But
that's good on your part, though. Hey, you did something.
But I don't blame him because, once again, I am Xbox lover over here as far as the new generations and new generations as opposed to next generations, meaning PlayStation or Sony versus Microsoft versus Nintendo. No matter what version it is, I'm still a Microsoft lover. Sorry, Kevin and Mike.
They're
but
not
I
Microsoft
must
fans.
Tell Kevin and Mike. I might.
You might what?
I might, within the next year, buy a Mac.
Really?
I saw one at Best Buy about a week ago that I just loved.
Really?
Not only for, because I actually sit, like, when I'm going to Best Buy, I don't mess with the shit they have set up. I don't go to the Xbox 360. Ooh, what new game do you have? I don't go to the PS3. Ooh, I've never played it. Let me see. No, I just look around. If I see something catches my eye, I'll check it out. And I was actually looking to see if they had another battery at Best Buy for my laptop. And happened to see the new Mac.
Is it sweet?
The one that you've seen in the commercials.
Oh,
the one
yes.
That's all within the monitor.
Yeah.
Then you have the mouse and then you have your keyboard. But it's all within the monitor.
That shit's ridiculous, man.
Dude, the monitor that I saw for that, the newest Mac, was about 5 inches wider than your screen.
Oh, damn.
Probably about 4 inches higher or taller. Even though that doesn't give the listeners at home any.
Yeah, they have no idea.
Fuck you, I don't care. It's just. And the screen's crystal clear because it's a brand new thing. And it actually costs only $150 more than my laptop did when I bought it. So.
That's not bad at all, man.
No. It was $1,450.
Mm.
And listening to it, yeah, it sounds like a lot. My laptop was a lot to me. But now it's just dead weight until
I don't want to think about your fucking laptop all broken up and shit.
I know.
Son of a bitch, man. That makes me so mad.
No, dude. It makes me mad. I've tried everything. I bought a new fucking battery, and it lasted until it died. I bought a new fucking power cord. And that lasted for literally 5 minutes.
Dude, what the fuck, man?
I don't know. I'm literally going to have to go, hey, person who I know who I really don't like, yet you have treated a couple of my computers, even though I don't like the way you've treated my computers. You've treated them at a cheap cost, so please try to figure this out and try to figure out how I can actually keep that motherfucker charged so I can actually use my goddamn laptop. And if that takes place at a reasonable price, then I will be happy and we will have a show on the go. Finally, again.
Wow. That's what that we happened. Need. That's what we need.
I agree that's what we need, but that's money that I don't have sitting around.
Goddamn laptop.
I know.
Shit pisses me off. What else do we have to talk about?
There's got to be something. Emails.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. We haven't read Carver's second email.
Oh, I just closed it down. I forgot that we hadn't read it yet.
Yeah.
He said that, yeah, he hadn't really gotten to all of the newer episodes yet.
Yeah.
And, about sending us a link so we can download his new CD.
Yeah.
And that'll be, hopefully Sunday. No promises, though.
Hopefully.
Maybe Tuesday.
Maybe.
He also said that your mother was great last night, and so was your sister.
Silly.
I know. Did you call him a silly boy?
Stories.
Bad stories
I've heard
about
bad
who?
Stories.
About who?
Everybody in my family. Bad Lays, all of them.
What? Who the fuck clan, have you heard that
bad
shit
Lays,
from?
Them all. Hey, it's a
from
whole...
the mall? Did you say you heard it from the mall?
No.
Oh, I thought you
I
went
said,
to the mall and
the
heard
Pain
this.
The Pain Clan, Bad Lays, all of them.
Oh.
I heard it.
The great
it's a great legend.
The bad...
It goes from generation to generation, then skips a couple generations because those generations were too embarrassed to actually tell the stories to their children.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah, I know. But it's what I have to deal with. You know, I'm Irish, Scottish.
Irish, Scottish?
Yeah.
Are you?
I am.
Are you sure?
Also German.
Are you German?
Actually, I have a little bit German in me. How? Well, no, I know how, but looking at me, how? I don't know.
I don't either. I don't see the German there, dude.
Yeah.
That's I on see, my side. See, I see a mix between...
Naturally, you have to see Irish Scottish. You just have to. I have a reddish beard. That's just
you
natural.
Look like you've come off the coast of Gay Pornia.
Well, that's a fact. Like I am the queer wolf, remember?
Lucas goes, you sound like a dying dog, dude.
Well,
so, what are we going to do for our next scary episode? Are we going
know,
to, like...
We've already done it.
That's true. We already have done it.
Okay, everybody, we're letting you in on a secret.
Dude, if they don't get to the next
no,
one
no,
and go,
no, here you go.
Hey, do
here's
you really
the secret.
Talked about
we're
that?
Just going to say this. The show, which you haven't heard yet, we've already done. That's it. That's all we're saying.
That's the only secret.
That's all
we're
saying.
If you can't figure it out from that, then you're as drunk as Lucas is right now.
And I'm drunk as shit, because how many games did you lose, Mr. Mr. DK Conga Master.
Hey, I didn't lose a lot of games at DK, but you
Mr.
know what?
Mr. DK King.
I know what we need to get to that we have not been able to get to yet. I know exactly what we need to get to.
Well, everybody, oh my god, I already know what fucking Brian's going to do, and I wish he didn't, and I hope he dies. I hope he sits on those goddamn bottles of those mysterious magic cat beers.
The autumn
and rips
mystery.
His asshole.
Fuck you, it's magic cat, not 15. Magic cat.
I don't want to drink that nasty shit.
Come on now, don't be a pussy. You're the one that's bitching about the show being for drunks, so now we're going to drink the Halloween mystery beer.
I'm not bitching about the show being for drunks.
Look. Halloween mystery beer. You're going to drink it because I'm
going to
drink it.
Well, that was when I was bitching about mystery drink beer.
Look, there you go. They both have got
here.
Oh, God. Oh, God. He's already drinking it. Oh, Jesus, Lucas. Oh, what is it?
This is the best one we have. Dude, don't stop. Don't stop because you're getting a taste. All you got to do, I'm serious.
Oh, yeah, do not stop. Oh,
exactly.
My God.
Exactly, seriously. Dude, when you drink, next time you take a sip, take as many sips. Don't go
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, try to get it rid of it.
Seriously.
Get as much of it out of your
Magic
fucking
Cap
system.
Magic Cap is nasty shit. Never buy Magic Cap beer, people.
Magic Cap.
Thank you.
No, that's just because we're not beer enthusiasts. People that actually drink beer,
no,
they
I can
like
drink
beer like
any
this.
Kind of beer. Lager? This never said Night of Living... Living Dead Lager. It's a Night Living Dead beer.
Ale.
Did it? Oh, okay.
Yes, it's ale.
Then I'm the stupid
It's a lot
one.
Of dark ales. That's what it is.
Then,
it's,
yes, it was really... not. It was not improperly categorized.
No, but see, we're not... We're like...
No, we're
mainstream
beer
drinkers. We're not beer enthusiasts. We're like, you get that good taste... I don't want the good taste. Give me the Bud Light so I can get drunk.
It's like,
okay?
Give me a Bud Light, give me a Miller Light, give me something
if I want
that's
to
domestic and a light.
Yeah, if I want to do something, go, oh, I enjoy that taste, give me a goddamn steak, all right? Not my
yeah.
beer. I want
a give
good
me
tasting
a steak,
steak.
Or give me a fucking bottle of Bacardi.
Be like,
give me something that I can taste.
It tastes like, yes, that these hops were definitely, you know, soaked for 100 years in some old lady's snatch. Definitely. That's what makes
them
so...
But here's the thing. Like, I don't understand how people can do that. Not only this whole thing. Who is her... Andrew. The fucker you had to beat up. Who I think has been driving down my fucking street. While me and my sister are sitting outside waiting to go on a pot ride.
He's been spying on you, dude.
Dude. He rides down the street and once he gets in within eye shot of me... He goes like this. He's driving. Well, I apologize, people at home. I knocked the mic over a little bit. And Brian.
Yeah.
He's driving normally. He sees me and my sister are both outside smoking cigarettes. Getting ready to get the mic and drive off.
Uh huh.
Once he sees that, he does this. Grips wheel, pushes back to where his head is, where that bar on any door is to block it. And just hits the gas. And think, I won't know that, you know, the exact same car that he is driving with the same fucked up back rear, back
is it
passenger
the same car?
Side, stop, what, brake thing. You remember he broke that out and you helped him fix it?
With the epoxy shit?
Yes. I see that too. But he just steps on the gas, flies by, he's a faggot and hopes he dies.
Yes, we all hope he dies.
And now I'm going to finish this beer off. Because I don't want to taste it.
Yeah. I don't want to think about the taste anymore. How about that? This shit is so gross. I think I'm going to die.
Ooh. No good.
What?
Still have another third.
Yeah, it doesn't go away.
So why are we drinking this again?
I don't know.
So it's just like keeping them? As
I don't know.
As a mystery beer?
But if we dump them out now, that just makes us look like pussies.
I'm a pussy. Don't forget, I was just called a queer wolf in the next episode,
yep.
Which you're going to hear.
Yep. Okay, you're right. Hands down, I'm a pussy. Dump it out, Lucas. We accept defeat. I'm sorry. That shit is fucking
you don't
gross.
Accept defeat. feet, because we already tasted the other... We've tasted all the flavors. That's all that matters.
No, we have not yet.
Yeah, we have.
We didn't taste the German one.
Fuck the German one. Dusty, let's send that to Dusty.
No, that's no lie, man.
The German one, the Dusty, with the t-shirt.
It is a type of, I don't want to think about it. It's fucking gross. Yeah, it's nasty shit. That was really fucking gross. I don't know what Lucas is doing. He's disappeared. Lucas, are you coming back? No, he's not. He's never coming back. Lucas, are you ever coming back?
The beer is dead.
The beer is dead? Thank God for that.
Yes.
Wow, we're only like halfway through the episode.
Really?
The fuck out? Yeah, man, we haven't really been talking. We gotta think of some more shit to talk about.
Let's go on a cigarette break.
Alright, that sounds good.
Since we are, I guess, officially halfway through.
Alright.
Alright, everybody, we're back from our cigarette breaks. Alright. Said it again.
Cigarette breaks.
Yes, multiple cigarettes, even though we only smoke one.
Yes, we did.
One thing I wanted to bring up, since this is our Halloween episode, one of the things that one of our brethren in the OKV brought up, I believe about 3 or 4 weeks ago, Kevin, from the Underground Short Bus, which you've already heard, already on this episode, he had said, kind of, I don't know if he would mean anything by it, but he was kind of mentioning how some of the people in the OKV were bitching about Sick and Wrong, never mentioning the OKV. Now, I am one of the people who had a problem with it. And I'll say it right now. They never, ever mention anything about any other podcasts. Other than From the Ville, naturally, because they have a connection with From the Ville. And hey, Brian, guess what?
What?
New member.
Who?
Of OKV. Oh. Even though they've been a kind of a member from last time I read the comment, as far as dealing with that for about 3 weeks is. From the Ville.
From the Ville? Yeah. Is a part of the original Kings of Vulgarity?
That is correct.
No way.
Yes, and I appreciate that. And fuck intern Alex, I will take care of that either tomorrow, Sunday, or Monday.
So they, wow.
Yes, they have kind of accepted it on a couple of comments I've seen. So I will add them to the OKV page. But one thing that, like I was saying, Kevin mentioned that we were kind of bitch, or he didn't mention anybody in specific, but I know he was talking about us. Or should I say, me, most of all. Because Brian bitched a little bit, but it was all me. About them, Sick and Wrong, not mentioning the OKV. And they had brought up, okay, we have some people who are bitching about that. Now, why is Real Horror Podcast in the OKV if they never mention it?
Yeah.
Right. I actually heard this 3 episodes ago. I don't know the number. I wish I could tell you. But it was within the past 2 weeks, I know. So, everybody update your podcast. Go listen to those Real Horror Podcast episodes. Yes. And Mike, Sean Becker, somehow, after all this time, finally clicks in his head, hey, we're a member of the original Kings of Vulgarity.
Who is this? Becker?
Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently he did not realize, but naturally, the amazing God, because he knows everything, because he's...
The amazing God?
The amazing God.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were going.
He knew they were part of the original Kings of Vulgarity. And you want to know why?
Why?
Because we mentioned that last year. Or should I say, probably about 6 months ago.
Yeah, no shit. When
we did the whole April Fool's Day joke on our listeners and their listeners. We had mentioned it then. But just now.
Just now they're saying something about it?
No. They mentioned it before.
Mm-hmm.
But Michael Sean Becker, somehow, and this would blow my mind. Never realized that Real Horror Podcast was an actual member of the original Kings of Vulgarity.
Are you shitting me?
I shit you not.
What the hell's wrong with them? Are they fucking crazy?
Them? No. But Sean Becker.
Oh.
Yeah. He's having Dr. Phil withdrawals. What can you say?
What is he doing now? Because it's not... You don't know what he's doing now?
No. Because I've been lackadaisical with them as well.
Laxa what?
Lackadaisical.
Oh, okay.
I made up a word.
Yeah?
Basically meaning, yes, I've downloaded every single episode they've ever done. I already have all episodes they've ever done. I've listened to everything up to after they took their first... No, probably their third long hiatus back in August, I think. Then they kicked back into gear at the end of August, and they put out new shows every week since then. Unfortunately, sorry, Mike, if you're listening, which you're not, sorry. And yeah, I know, I'm not throwing out false bullshits, because they're not. They're not listening, no, but right. I don't mind. I don't care. I still love their show, and I know you do, even though you can't listen to it right now.
Yeah.
It's Mike and Mike. They rule. Everybody, just listen to them. No, if you have any horror, hauntings, anything horror-related, listen to the Real Horror Podcast. But I just thought it was really crazy that after all this time, the guy that I thought was actually more plugged into the podcasting world. Oh, I didn't know.
I know. You know, he's seems to be the one that knows what's going on, and then.
Well, no. Other, on their podcast,
Carbone just kind of shows up just to, you know, to say what Amazing God has to say.
That's what I'm saying. It seems to me that not Becker, but the Amazing God is planning most of these shits. And then here comes Sean Becker going, oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Dude, who fucking knows?
I don't know.
What are we talking about? I mean, I know we're talking about them, but what are we talking about them
I was just saying that I just thought it was incredible that we, after the whole OKV page, after the OKV intern was running the OKV page and all that shit was going down, nobody had a clue on their end except for the Amazing God that they were actually part of the original Kings of Vulgarity. However, somehow, our names have come up several times in their shows without him realizing that. I don't know.
I don't either. I don't. That doesn't make any sense to me, how that just, you know.
Okay. I mean, okay. That's that. That is one thing I did want to put out there, because I was like, what the fuck, Becker? Get your woman to know what's going on and then get her to let you know what's going on. Yeah. Apparently, you don't know what's going on, but she does.
She does.
Arissa knows what's going on. Whether she's taking care of the baby or not. Doesn't matter. She knows, but you don't. And even the Amazing God, which even on your show, seems to be less prepared yet still knows a hell of a lot more about what's going on than you do. Even though when we did our whole April Fools!
Yeah, no. That was the fun episode, man.
Dude, I loved it.
And Carver even mentioned that one, too.
No, you have to go back and actually, before we read his second email...
We've already discussed it.
No, we read his first one.
I know, and then we couldn't... We already shut down the second one, so we already discussed it.
Because I was going to say, if we want, we could read my email back to him.
Yeah, that was on the bottom of there.
Ass completely. And then just saying, hey, I know you came from Real Horror. Go ahead and check out the Real Horror Halloween, or the Real Horror April Fool's, and our April Fool's joke. If you want to hear Real Horror, go on our show, taking over our show. I'm Lucas.
You're Lucas? Are you sure you're Lucas?
That's how I end it.
That's how you end it.
I've stopped saying Dash Lucas of Two Drunks in a Podcast.
You just say, I'm Lucas.
No.
This is Lucas.
I just put Dash Lucas Dash.
Hey, you know what you need to do?
What do I need to do?
You need to find your CDRs so we can burn these shows, so we can go smoke dope and tell these people to fuck off until next episode.
CDRs are right here. Here are my DVDRs. Here are my CDRs. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, these are Sony DVDRs. Yeah, you've got these confused. Wait. These are DVDRs.
No. These are DVDRs.
And those are DVDRs, too. Those are all Sony.
DVDRs. Also.
Those are DVDRs.
Hold on.
Hey, there's a CDR. But it's already used.
I know.
Lucas brought 40 CDRs, supposedly.
Wait.
He's found them.
We have two different stacks over here.
Lucas has found the DVDs.
Maybe.
All right, let's see. That's it.
Wait. Up. Oh.
These are... Wait, here's Memorex CDRs. They all have shit on them.
God damn it.
Here's a DVD-R DL. No DVDs here. CDs, whatever we're looking for.
What? I swear to God.
Lucas, what the fuck have you done?
I've done... What are those over there?
Those are the DVD-Rs you just handed me. What the fuck?
Oh!
What?
Behind there.
Way back here?
Check that.
This thing?
Check that.
This is Lucas's DVD plus R discs. These are a whole effing thing.
No.
DVD R plus R.
Are those all DVD? What the fuck? In a DVD wasteland.
Yeah, now what the fuck is going on? What's up?
I wish I could tell you. Do you remember the day that I brought...
See, now, when you mentioned it outside, I remember you saying something about it, but...
I swear I brought CDRs. I swear I brought a shitload, or at least like 20 CDRs, so we can go smoke in the car after our show.
Yeah, that's what I was pretty sure.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought the purpose of it was.
And this angers me, and now we're just sitting here with dead air, which I don't... Oh, wait.
Lucas has found them.
No?
No, he has not. We're sorry for all this dead air, but we were hoping that we would be able to listen to ourselves. Why, I don't know, but we like to listen to ourselves while we smoke dope.
Battlestar Galactica.
Lucas is not able to find anything.
Hey, I'm searching the same shit you just tapped over here.
You're searching the same shit we've already looked through.
Yeah. But I swear.
No, I remember you saying that you were going to do that.
No, I remember me bringing them over.
No, I... See, that's what I'm saying.
Where did you find the one that we actually recorded on last week? That's what I want to know.
I don't remember recording last week. Wait a minute.
Please tell me this is not... oh my god. DVDRs.
More DVDRs?
Yeah. You're going to have so many illegal copied DVDs, you will not know what to do with, sir.
I'm still trying to figure out why
we don't have
CDRs to do this episode that's...
Should be already over, but we're still just talking.
Yeah, we're just talking now. It's kind of rough, isn't it?
You know what, bro?
What, Lucas?
We're not going to be able to hear our show this week.
Womp, womp, womp.
And you know who doesn't care, Brian?
I don't care. I didn't think you cared either.
Because we got some DVDs to make.
Yeah,
fuck. We have like 50,000 DVDs.
We're going to be making some DVDs.
Where the fuck?
I don't know, but you're finding a good way to kill the episode all the way to the end, though. We're definitely,
We're done.
So you want me to just
stop
recording?
We're done until episode 103, which you haven't heard yet. Yet we've already done.
We'll see you then.
Bitches.